Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chaf Beis. We are holding on daf Kuf Chaf Alfam Beis. We are discussing very unique cases of a Jew shechting a non-kosher animal for a guy and the behemoth still mefarcheses, or a guy shechting a kosher animal and the behemoth still mefarcheses, a kosher animal for a Jew and the behemoth still mefarcheses. And in both of those cases, we said that the behemoth still is going to already have the status of an ochel, so it's metame tumas ochlin, but it's not metame tumas nevela. It does not have the status of a nevela. So we left off about 7-8 lines before the end of the page, by Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar raises the following shaila: Shahaba daras ba mahu. So we discussed if you do shchita versus if you do nechira, if you just stab the animal to death. What if you do a shchita but you do an improper shchita? You violate any of the psulim of shchita, shihia, jerisa. So what's the din? Is that considered like nechira and therefore the animal is not even going to be metame tumas alchlin? Or do we say that no, that counts like a shchita and therefore, because anyway, you're shechting a non-kosher animal, so anyway, it's not going to actually make it roi l'achila, it's just it's going to be metame tumas ochlin. You're shechting a non-kosher animal for a guy, so even if you do psulei shechita, it would still be metame tumas ochlin. So amalei, hahu saba hachyam Rabbi Yochanan. So hahu saba answered that Rabbi Yochanan responded as follows: tzricha hechsher shechita kibehima tora. In order for it to be metame tumas ochlin, it needs a kashra shechita like you would do on a regular kashra animal. So hechsher lemai, what do you mean a kashra shechita? How kashra does the shechita have to be? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, bedika sakin. Even to the extent that you need to be bodik the sakin to make sure there are no pegimos in the sakin, meaning every last detail of the shechita needs to be perfect, and therefore if you were shahaba, darasba, any of those things, it's not going to be metame tumas ochlin. That will have a status of nechira. It will not have the status of shechita. Next shayla. What if you have this animal that's mefarcheses? Again, take the case of the Jew shechting the non-kosher animal for the guy, or the guy shechting the kosher animal for the Jew, and the behemoth still mefarcheses, still jumping around. So, is it alive or is it dead? So remember we said yesterday, it's somewhere in between. It's dead enough to be metame tumas ochlin, but it's alive enough not to yet be considered a nevela. We discussed the status of Eivor Min HaChai, right? Yesterday also, so it's somewhere in between. It's sort of alive, sort of dead. It's sort of a tame, sort of not tame also, in terms of its tumas status, it's somewhere in between, because it's tame tumas ochlin, but it's not tame tumas nevela. Now there is a halacha that if you have something in the same room as a dead body, that item becomes tame b'tumas ohel. However, let's say you have it inside a tzamed psil, you have it inside a kli cheresh mukaf tzamed psil, you have it inside a Tupperware that's completely covered with a cover, and there's something inside of it, and that Tupperware is in the room with the dead body. So the halacha is that the Tupperware is matzil on the item inside of it. It saves it from becoming tamei to the dead body, as long as it's completely enclosed. That's what's called balua. When something is completely inside of something else, it will save the item from becoming tamei in the room with the dead body. But that rule only applies if the kli that's being matzil is itself not tamei. But if the kli that's being matzil is itself going to be tamei, then it's not going to be able to be matzil. If it can't even save itself, it can't save that which is inside of it. That's why the example the Torah gives is a kli cheres shemukav tzamed psil. Because one of the unique characteristics of a kli cheres is that it cannot be mekabel tumah migabo. From the outside of the kli, it cannot be mekabel tumah. Kli cheres can only be mekabel tumah mitocho, from the inside of the kli. And the inside of this kli is not exposed to the room where the dead body is. So that's the general rule. Anything that itself is tameh is not going to be matzil on other things inside of it. So what if you have this behemoth mefarcheses that has something swallowed a kli at some point? So there's a kli inside of the behemoth mefarcheses. Do you say, well, since the behemoth mefarcheses is metame tumas ochlin, it can't be matzil, and therefore the kli inside is going to be tameh? Or do you say, no, it's not so tameh, the behemoth mefarcheses is not yet tameh tumas nevela, and therefore maybe it does have the ability to be matzil? That's the suffix. Now, if it were a Jew shechting a kosher animal, then it would be no suffek at all. It for sure wouldn't be matil, because it's even mutter ba'achila, meaning the fact that it's not only mitami tumas ochlin, but it's even mutter ba'achila, so it has a status of full-fledged ochel, so then there would be no suffek that it would not be matil. If it were a goy shechting a non-kosher animal, it would be pashut that it would be matil, because then it would have no tumah whatsoever. It wouldn't even have tumas ochlin. So the shaila is only in these cases where the Jew shechts the non-kosher animal, or the guy shechts the kosher animal. So is it matil on that which is below it inside of it? So Amalei, so he said, what do you mean? Metame tumas ochlin matzeles? Something could be metame tumas ochlin and still save that which is inside of it? That breaks the rule. The rule is that anything that's metame, that itself is tame, cannot save that which is inside of it. So that can't be. So Amalei, so he said back to him, yeah, but the rule is also ainu metame tumas nevelos below tatzil. Is you can have something that's not metame tumas nevelos. It's still not yet a nevela, and it's not going to be matzil. Normally, if an animal swallows something, so as long as it's not a nevela, usually that means the animal's still alive. It is able to be matzil that which is inside of it. So normally, when it's not yet at the stage of being metame tumas nevela, it does have the ability to be matzil. So why shouldn't it be able to be matzil? So we're still mesubak. What's the halacha? Amr Abaye says, "Eina matzalis ala blum shabatocha, the matamatum sochlin." It cannot save that which is swallowed inside of it, because it itself is tameh tumas ochlin, and as long as it can become tameh anyway, anyhow, it doesn't have to be the most severe tumah, it doesn't have to be tumah chamur of tumas nevela, even if the animal itself is only tameh tumas ochlin, still it's not able to be matzil that which is inside of it. And also, so in that sense, the animal is considered dead, it's considered like food. Vaharova chayiv. However, on the flip side, if a person engages in bestiality with this behemoth that's mefarcheses, that's hovering between life and death, he's going to be chayiv for bestiality, because it's not yet a nevela. The iser of bestiality goes away when the animal's dead, when the animal becomes a nevela. But while the animal is alive, he's still going to be chayiv for revia. So what's the pshat? Is it alive or is it dead? So says Rashi, Amar Abaye Eina Matzelas Luchumra. Rashi says you have to say that the fact that it's not matzil is that we just go l'chumra in both directions. That we're going to go l'chumra in terms of tumah, l'chumra in terms of revia. Right? Chayiv misa b'mezer v'chatos b'shogeg. Rashi says you're going to be chayiv misa if you did the revia b'mezer on such an animal. Chayiv v'chatos if you do b'shogeg. However, that may be possible. So you go, maybe b'shogeg means you thought it was dead and you didn't realize it was alive. So you're going to be chayiv. All this is just l'chumra. If you look at Tosos disagrees. Abaye Amar Eina Matzelis V'Taima Mishum Dechi Chayahi L'Kol Dvareha. Says Tosos, no, you know why it's not Matzil? It has the status of a living animal for everything. Ulekach Rova Chayiv. And that's why when you're Roveya, you're going to be Chayiv, because it has the status of a full living animal. Umikol Mako Metame Tumas Ochlin Kiven Debas Achilahi. It's Metame Tumas Ochlin because it's allowed to be eaten. It's something that's going to be eaten. So even though it's alive, it's allowed to be eaten. And that's why the status of Tumah has nothing to do with just going L'chumra. It's looking at the actual status of the animal. Ubekuntras Pirush Mishum to L'chumra V'tema Isveki Amai Rova Chayev. What do you mean L'chumra? L'chumra sounds like we're mesupak about what its real status is. That if its status were completely as something that was alive, you'd be chayev for revia like you are, but it also would be matzil. And if its status were that it were completely dead, you'd be pater for revia, and it would not be matzil. But we're mesupak, so we go l'chumra in both directions. That's what l'chumra sounds like, that it's a suffik. Frektosos, if it's a suffik, you're going to kill somebody? Someone's going to be chayev misa because he might have done an iser for which he's chayev misa? That can't be. And Tosos HaRosh adds more to the kasha. Tosos HaRosh says, even though it would turn out that if someone, let's say a person touches the kalim that were balua inside that animal. So the misafek, the way Rashi seems to understand it, misafek we say that it's not matzil on the bluim shabatocha, right? So we said, oh, chumra, that's a chumra. Is it always going to be a chumra? What about, you have the following case. Person touches that kli. So we said, okay, now the chumra, we're going to say that person is tamei. That tamei person then walks into the Beis HaMikdash. He enters the Beis HaMikdash b'tumah. So now, is he going to be chayiv a karban? So if you're going to say, if you're saying he's vadai tamei, so yeah, he's got to be chayiv a karban. He's going to bring a karban. According to Rashi, the chumra, he's tamei. you're going to let him bring carbon, it's going to be safek chul nazara. He might actually be tar. If it's only the chumrah, it doesn't make any sense that we're going to give him this, give it the full status of tumah if it's only going l'chumrah. So that's why Tosos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosos says, no, it's a vadai mefarcheses is considered a chaya. That's why when you're avei a chayiv, it's metami tumas ochlim because it's a bas achila, and therefore it's not matzil on the tumah. The Chassam Sofer just raised the kasha that there is a Gemara Masech Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Ches where the Gemara says Amar Rava that if a person is roveya a treifa, he's chayiv. Rava says if a person is roveya, has bestiality with a treifa, with an animal that's sickly, he's going to be chayiv. And the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? It's pashut, of course. It's an animal. It's alive. Of course, you're going to be chayiv. So the Gemara over there says Salkatay Techamina that Meshamish Mesu Upater, that a treifa has got 1 foot in the grave, and therefore it's considered like it's already dead, and therefore your pater, kamash milan, the chiddush is that Raviyah is an Isra Hana'ah, and he gets the full Hana'ah of bestiality, of Bia, with a live animal, when he is Roveya Atrefa. It's the same level of Hana'ah, and that's why he's going to be Chayiv. So Frek the Chassam Sofer, that's all the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So Frek the Chassam Sofer, why doesn't Rava say the chiddush even in a better case? Instead of saying a chiddush that you're even going to be chayiv when you're roveya treifa, over here it's even better. Not only a treifa could die in 11 months from now, over here you have a behemoth farcheses. The animal's already been cut, it's already been shechted, it's going to die in a couple of seconds, and still you're chayiv. Why didn't Rava say that chiddush? That even in that case, you're going to be chayiv. So the Chassam Sofer is metarets. Then perhaps Rava disagrees with Abaye. Maybe Rava would hold that when you're aveya mefarcheses, you'd be pater. Rava is only willing to go so far as to say that when you're aveya treifa, you're going to be chayiv, not when you're aveya a mefarcheses. Now that would be a huge nafkamina lahalacha if Rava's chalek on Abaye. If Abaye is the only opinion, so he passed. We'd have to pass like Abaye because he's the only opinion. But if it would be Rava against Abaye, then you would pass like Rava because it's not one of the Al-Kigam. So Lacharui should have to pass like Rava if Rava, in fact, were arguing on Abaye. It seems all the other poskim did not understand like Chassam Sofer. They understood that it's Kuliyam Lo Pligi, that everyone, you have to come up with some other Svara, why it's a bigger Chiddush that Raviyah with the Trefa is Asr. Maybe there's more Hana'a with the Mefarcheses than there is with the Trefa because the Trefa is just very sickly and isn't able to move, and a Mefarcheses Adraba moves a lot. I don't know. You have to come up with some sort of svara to explain why there should be more hana'a, or why there should be more of a problem with more of a chiddush to say that roveya a treif is chayiv than to say that a roveya of a mefarcheses is chayiv. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omar Ha'alal, the Mishnah had said that when it comes to the alal, which we had two opinions, what exactly that means. Let's assume it means the little bit of basar that comes off with the skin when you're skinning the animal. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's mechunas, if you gather it together in one place and you have a kazayis b'makom echad, you're going to be chayiv on that alal because you're showing that you're machshiv it, that you consider it to be real basar. So if you touch it, you're going to be chayiv mishum tumas nevela. If you go into the Beis HaMikdash after having touched it or whatever. So Amar Rav Huna v'husha kansa. Rav Huna says that's only if you're machnis the alal, because only when you're machnis it, when you gather it together, you're showing your megaladas that you're not being mevatalit. But if it were just niskanes me'ela, if it just happened to be gathered together on its own, like children, let's say, brought it together because they were playing with it after the animal was skinned, they bring all these little pieces of basar from the skin of the animal all in one place, so then it would not help. It would still be batel. It would be considered part of the ar, and it would not be considered basar, it would not be metame, Tumas would not be Matami Tumas Nevela or Tumas Ochlin or anything. So that's the status of the Alal. It's only if you're Konesit, so you're showing that you're Machshavit, that's what gives it its status. Vam Rav Huna also taught Shnei Chatzai Zesim Sheshan Agabe Ar Ha'ar Mevatlan, if you have two half kizasim that are attached to the skin, to the hide of the animal, the hide is mevatel them, that they don't have the status of a kizayis together in one place. It's not called that you rekones them in one place. Saliba deman, who is Rav Huna saying that according to? Meaning we're going to have a machlokas in 2 days from now, in Daf Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, in a Mishnah. If you have or that has two chatzi zesim, is it mitame b'masa or not? So the Mishnah is going to say, "Metamid b'masa shari nasa kazayis nevela ve'in metamid b'maga de'nogeh v'chos v'nogeh." That the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel is, of the Tanakama of Rabbi Shmuel is, that it's metame b'masa, because you carry it all at one time. You pick up the hide of the animal, there's a chatzizayis on one part of the hide, a chatzizayis on the other part of the hide, but you're picking it all up together, because you're holding the whole hide of the animal, so you're picking up a full zayis. But nogeya, you're not going to be metame b'maga, because you'd have to touch a chatzizayis, then touch another chatzizayis, nogeya v'chozer v'nogeya is not metame you. Rabbi Akiva says, lo b'maga, v'lo b'masa. It's not metame b'maga, that I agree, but he says it's not even metame b'masa. Meaning, apparently, according to Rabbi Akiva, the or is mevatalit. Even though in Metzius, there's a kazayis of basar on this or, but the overwhelming majority of or to these little scraps of basar, the basar is considered batel to the or. It's as if the basar doesn't exist, according to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Akiva, the or is not mevatel the basar. So now here we have Rav Huna saying that the or is mevatel. If you have shnei chatzayis zesim on the or is mevatelit. So who are we? Who's Rav Huna going like? So ialib Rabbi Shmuel. If he's going like Rabbi Shmuel, well, it's against Rabbi Shmuel. Ha'amar lo mevatel or. Rabbi Shmuel says that the or is not mevatel the basar, you're still going to be able to be tamei tumas masa. Via libid Rabbi Kiva, and if he's going like Rabbi Kiva, pshita, ha'amar mevatelar. Yeah, well then he's saying the exact same thing as Rabbi Akiva. What's he teaching me? He's obviously, Rabbi Akiva says that that the or is mevatel, that's why you're not metame b'masa. So it answers the Gemara two possibilities. First possibility, the olam alibid Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe he's going like Rabbi Shmuel. He's directly against Rabbi Shmuel. No. The chiyama Rabbi Shmuel lo mevatelar, hani milisha paltaso chaya. When does Rabbi Shmuel say that the basar is not going to be buttled to the or? That's when the basar became attached to the or by an animal biting this other animal, by an animal biting the cow, let's say, a dog biting the cow, and he bit off a chunk of basar that then came off with the animal's or, because it got bitten by a dog. So, but aval paltasel sakin, but if a human being was doing it, was skinning the animal, and some basar came off with the or, batel, then that basar would for sure be batel. What's the difference? So Rashi explains, when a chaya did it, so that was done shalom midas. You never intended for that basar to become part of the ar. So in that case, we're going to say that it's not batel. But when a human being did it, it was done midas. So you were actively mevatel the basar to the ar, because you were skinning the animal. You saw basar was coming off with it. He said, it's just a little bit. Forget about it. So you were actively mevatel it to the ar. So that's where Rabbi Shmuel is going to say that it's not batel only when it's paltaso chaya. But Rav Huna is talking about that it is batel, is talking about when it's paltaso adam, when a person is doing it. Tashma, another raya. Rabbi Yehuda omer ha'ala la'machunas im yesh kezayis b'makam echad chayavan alav. Rabbi Yehuda says that in our Mishnah, that if you have alal gathered together in one place, a kezayis, if you gather together in one place, you're chayiv. Vam Rav Huna v'hu shekantzon. Rav Huna says that's only if you gather it together. So iam pishlam apoltaso sakin the Rabbi Shmuel nami lo batil. So says Mara, wait a second. If, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the basar is never going to be batel to the ar, even when you actively cut off the skin, so Rav Huna damak Rabbi Shmuel, then I understand that Rav Huna is going like Rabbi Shmuel, because presumably our Mishnah is talking about a case where a person had skinned the animal. It wasn't talking about paltas l'chaya. It's talking about a case where a person was skinning the animal, and that's where Rav Huna, in explaining the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, says v'ushakonsa, that it's going to be chashuv if you're koneis it together in one place. Eliyam paltas l'sak and Rabbi Shmuel batil. But if you hold in the case of Paltos Sakin that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's going to be Batel, Rav Huna Damar Kaman, then who's Rav Huna going like? He's not going like Rabbi Shmuel, and he's not going like Rabbi Akiva. Elo Liolim Paltos Sakin Rabbi Shmuel, lo Batel. So rather what you have to say is that if it came off together with the knife, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to say it would not be Batel. The Basar would not be Batel to the R. So now that ruins our whole first teretz. Remember we said, who's Rav Huna going like? So we said, maybe he's really going like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's mechalik between Paltas HaSakin and Paltas HaChaya. So the Gemara just says, no, that's not true. According to Rabbi Shmuel, even Paltas HaSakin is lo batil. This basar is never going to be batil. And that's why Rav Huna's first statement of Vehusha Kanso is going within the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, that you're showing that you're das, that you're not being mevatelit when you're kones it. So that's that he's going within the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. But then how are we going to make sense of his other statement that when you have two chatzayzesim attached to the ar is mevatelit? So that statement the Gemara says is Rav Huna Damar Rabbi Akiva. That's going like Rabbi Akiva, who assumes that the ar is always mevatel shnei chatzayzesim basar. So says Gemara, yeah, but remember we said that we had a problem with saying it's going like Rabbi Akiva because pshita, because then it's too pashut. Of course it's like Rabbi Akiva. It's exactly what Rabbi Akiva says. Says Gemara, no. Ma'u detei maki kamar Rabbi Akiva hani mili potaso sakin aval potaso chayi lo batil. One might have thought that Rabbi Akiva only meant to say that it's batil when you actively skin the animal, but if it was a chayah that caused the basar to come off with the ar, it would not be batil. Kamash milan time of Rabbi Akiva mneisha ar mevatil lo shampal chayiv lo shampal sakin. That's why it comes to tell me that no, Rabbi Akiva's reasoning is that there is an overwhelming amount of R in comparison to the little bit of basa that's attached to it. It doesn't matter whether a person intentionally or didn't intentionally cause it to be this way. The fact is, it is this way, and mail it's going to be bottled, the basa is going to be bottled to the R. Kidiktani seifa, mipnei ma Rabbi Akiva mitar ba'or, neshar, mevatlan. Why does Rabbi Akiva say that it's tahar in this case, where you have two chasai zeisei basar attached to the R? Because the R is mevatel it. That's it. It has everything to do with the metzius of the R with a little bit, with the little scraps of basar attached to it. Nothing to do with how it got that way, with whether it was paltaso sakin or paltaso chaya. And the Rambam passes the halacha like Rav Huna that the olal that your kones in one place and has a kazayis is going to be tameh. So the Ravid says, wait a second, it's mavur in our sugya that Rav Huna is saying that within the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which itself also only within the shita of Rabbi Yishmael, that ein ha'ar mevatel, that when you assume ein ha'ar mevatel, so if you're kones it b'makom echad, then you could still be chayiv. If you're kones the kazayis bas b'makom echad, you could still be chayiv. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that the or is mevatel the basar, being kones doesn't help, right? That's the maskana of our Gemara. That first statement of Rabbi Yehuna, of Rav Huna, v'hu shekanso, in explaining the shita of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, is only aliba de Rabbi Yishmael in the Mishnah on Kuf Chav Dalet. It's only within the shita of Rabbi Yishmael. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the basar is always going to be batel. So, and the Kesef Mishnah explains that what the Ravid means to ask is that since Rav Huna says, according to Rabbi Yishmael, we shouldn't paskin that way, because the halacha in general, when you have machlokas Rabbi Akiva and other tanaim, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavero, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva against other tanaim. And the Rambam himself paskins like Rabbi Akiva that the or is mevatel. So if this whole din of kones is only within Rabbi Yishmael, how could the Rambam paskin like what seems to be like Rabbi Yishmael, when he himself paskins like Rabbi Akiva about the or being mevatel the basar? That's the kasha that the Ravid means to ask on the Rambam. Guess of Mishnah is dochik to try to be miyashiv. But anyway, that's the kasha of how it plays out la'alacha. Okay, new Mishnah. Kufchav bezom and aleph, new Mishnah. Elu sha'rosein kibasarim. The following animals, the hide of the animal has the same status of the basar in terms of its tumah status. Or ha'adam va'or chazir shal yishuv. So first of all, the or ha'adam, the skin of a human being, just like basar, kazayis basar min ames is mitameh, if the kazayis is made up of basar and or together, the or has the same status of the basar. We're talking about, as Rashi says, elu sha'rosein mitamin kibasarim. We're not talking about the israchila right now. It happens to be you're not allowed to eat Adam either, but that's not a los haseh in the Torah, that's a mitzvah haseh, that you're not allowed to eat Adam. That's the unusual anomaly in halacha, where if you were to have two choices, you were to have a cheeseburger on a plate, on one plate, and human flesh on the other plate, and you have a choice of what to eat, it's actually a worse violation of halacha to eat the cheeseburger than it is to eat the human flesh, because the cheeseburger is a los haseh. The human flesh is only a mitzvah haseh. But we're not talking about the achil. What would you actually do? Okay, that's an interesting question. But we're not talking about the israel. Shechi, we're talking about Tumah. The Tumah of the Basar, the Or, is the same status as the Basar. So Or HaAdam, Va'or Chazir Shel Yishuv, the Or of a domesticated pig. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Or Chazir Habar. Rabbi Yehuda says, even the Or of a wild pig, of a wild boar, would still be soft enough to be considered like the Basar. Now, it's clear that according to the Chacham, it's Dafka or Chazir of Yishuv that's soft enough. Or Chazir Abar is too, the Or is too hard to be considered like Basar. And Rabbi Yehuda thinks that even Or Chazir Abar is soft enough to be considered like Basar. The problem is that in the Seifa, we'll see, well, let's read the Mishnah, we'll see what the problem is. V'or Chatera Shel Gamal Aracha, the Or of the, of a hump of a soft camel, the or harosh shel egel arach, the or of the head of a young calf, the or haprasos, the or of the hooves, the or besaboshes, the or of the private parts of the animal, the or hashalil, the or of the of an embryo, the or shel tachas haalya, the or that's underneath the tail, the or anka vakoch valta vachomet, and the or of various types of shrotzim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar halta kechulda. Rabbi Yehuda says no, the halta has a din of a chulda, so it doesn't belong on the list. So right there in that line, Rabbi Yehuda says that the halta is like a chulda, meaning that its skin is not considered soft enough. And the Chachamim say no, its skin is soft enough. So the Achronim just point out, Pharisee Yaakov points out, it's a little bit strange because when it came to the or of the chazir habar of the wild chazir, so Rabbi Yehuda thought the or chazir habar is soft enough to be considered like basar. Yet when it comes to the halta'a, Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's not soft enough to be considered like basar, and the Chachamim say the opposite. So what's the metzius? Which is softer? Is the or halta'a, the or chazir habar softer? Meaning it seems like a stira in one of them, either in Rabbi Yehuda or the Chacham, depending on what the Messias is. So that's why the Tiferes Yaakov writes that in the Mishnayos, the Girsa in the Reisha is not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yossi. And it actually turns out that they're arguing there are three shitos in terms of how soft skin has to be considered like basar. Where Rabbi Yossi is the most machmir, he thinks even or that's kasha like the Chazar Abar is considered soft, and therefore he has the broadest definition of what's considered soft, that even a Chazar Abar is considered soft. The Rabbanan hold that the Chazar Abar is considered kasha, but the Alta is considered soft, and Rabbi Yehuda is the most makil, the most limited definition of what's considered soft. He thinks even the weasel is considered or kasha, and it's not metame. That's how you would have to say it according to the girsa of the Mishnayos, of the Mishnah as it appears in the Mishnayos. V'kulan sha'avdan o'shehelech behen k'dei avoda tahorin chutz mi'ara adam. If you did any tanning or walking on them, the amount that you need to do to tan the hide, so then it's going to be tahor already, then it's not going to have the status of basar anymore, except for or ha'adam. Or ha'adam will still maintain the status of basar. It will still maintain that softness. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Shmona Shratzim Yesh Lanoros. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, all Shmona Shratzim have oros. Now what that means, and therefore is the or like the basar, not like the basar, metame, not metame, the Gemara will have to discuss. We'll get to that. Says the Gemara, Amr Ula, Dvar Torah or adam tahor. Really, Mida Oraisa, the or of a human being, is not like a basar. It's really tahor. Umatam Amru Tame, but why did Chazal therefore come up with this chumra to say that it should be Tame? Unbelievable. Because they were afraid that if they didn't say that it's Tameh, then people are going to take the skins of their parents after they die and turn them into rugs and use them as carpets. So V'ikad Masna Seifa. Others have that same conversation in the context of the Seifa of our Mishnah. V'kulon she'ivdon o she'helich ben k'dei avoda tahorin chutz mi'ar adam. If you did, if you were ma'abe di'or of any of these animals, they're all going to become tahor except for or Adam. And over there, Amar Ula Dvar Torah or Adam She'ivdo Tahar. That's where we say the or Adam is Tahar. If it's already Mu'ubad, if it's already been tanned, it's been worked already, that's when it's Tahar. Umatam Amru Tame. Why did Chazal say it should be Tame then? Xerish Amiyasa Adam Arosavivim Oshtichin, out of the concern that people are going to turn their parents' skins into rugs. So Madam Asin Aresha Kolshkin Asefa. So if you hold that Mida Oraisa, even raw or Adam is Tahar, then for sure you would hold that or Adam that's been Mu'ubad is going to be Tahar, right? That for sure. But if you hold that it's only on the Seifa that this conversation happened, it's only once you've already walked on it and worked it and done stuff with it that the or Adam is Tahar Mida Oraisa, but then you would say that in the case of raw, regular skin of a human being, it would be Tame Mida Oraisa. But either way, at some point, whether it's on regular raw or of a human being, or whether it's on or of a human being that's already been walked on and worked with, at some point, Chazal made a gezeira because they were concerned, they were actually concerned, that a human being would take his parents' or and make rugs out of it. So what in the world is that about? So says Tosfos. Tosfos is bothered by a more technical question. Says, if Chazal have to make a gezeira to prevent you from doing that, there's already an issur d'oraisa to do that. You're not allowed to get hanah from a dead body. So it's already an issur d'oraisa. Why does Chazal have to make a gezeira that it's going to be tameh in order to get you to not make rugs out of your parents' skins? So Tosfos says, V'alfakav demes asur b'anah, b'kol adam asur l'asos me'or o'shtichin. You're not allowed to do it with any human being. V'kol makom lo v'gazri abanah mishum ha'chashasha shi'at tameh el mishum avu v'imo t'chamer tuva. What he's actually asking is a little different. He's saying, why didn't they make this gezeira by all people? Meaning, what is the issur of using your parents' skins as rugs? It's because you're getting hanam in a mace. So obviously they made this gezeira because they don't want you to get hanam in a mace. So they made this gezeira of tuma. Well, they should have made the gezeira on other people also. Why dafka only avi v'ima? Why is it dafka? They made the gezeira by everybody, but why is it dafka phrased as avi v'ima, as a gezeira lest you do it with avi v'ima? So he says, yeah, we mentioned avi v'ima because that's the worst thing you could possibly do. That's the most chamur. But in a chinami, it's for anybody. And also, avimo is the most. You normally don't have access to other people's skins. You have access to your own parents' skins because you're in charge of taking care of their kavura. So you have access to your own family. Maybe that's why it says avimo. The Ramban writes that avimo is more chamur. That it says avimo because it's more chamur because it's a din of kibra ve'im. The Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin says mechabdo b'chayiv mechabdo b'moso. They have din of kibra ve'im even after the death of a parent. Tosfos in Nida's Metarets that or is not included in the isra hanah from a dead body. The whole isra hanah from a dead body is learned from Egla Rufa, and Egla Rufa is Asur Bana only because it says that Kapara Kikodshim by Egla Rufa, and the Halach by Kodshim is that the Or is not Asur Bana after you do the Zrika, after you have the Kapara, the Or is not Asur Bana. So the Tosa Nida's Mechadesh, that Or of a dead body is actually not Asur Bana. So it was just a din of Kibrav that they made a Gezeira lest you do this with your parents' bodies. But it has nothing to do with the Isra Ana of a dead body. The Ramban also writes that there are those that say that any part of the body that's gizel machlif, that regenerates itself, is not included in the Yisra Anah min Ames, and therefore or would not be included in the Yisra Anah. And he says, based on that, we could explain the famous Gemara in Brachos, where Rabbi Yochanan would walk around with the bone of a tenth of his tenth son who died during his lifetime, and would show off to people, you know, how difficult a life he's had, that he had to watch all his children die. So everyone asks that Gemara, what do you mean? A mace is asur b'anah. How could he walk around with a bone of his child? So the Ramban says, maybe it wasn't a bone, maybe it was a tooth. And the tooth is gizel machlif. Maybe it was a baby tooth. And the tooth is gizel machlif. And therefore, it wouldn't be an isser of hanah from a dead body. But the Ramban says, nah, that's not really kasha, because Rabbi Yochanan wasn't really getting hanah from it. He carried it around. That's not hanah min a mace. He didn't, like, use it to cut things or to... He was just showing it to people. That's not hanah. That's a very, very important statement that the Ramban makes, that looking at something and learning a lesson from looking at something is not called hanah. That's an issue, contemporary issue. Who would have ever thought that Gemara is nogea la'alacha? The body's exhibit. The Isra of Hanam and Ames. When you go look at a body and enjoy the science of looking at the body, is that an Isra of Hanah from a dead body? According to this Ramban, no, that's not Hanah. Just carrying something around, looking at it, would not be called technically Hanah. The Ramban also is Metaretz that there were only goes in Mishum Oros of Vimo because they were Choshesh, that because you love your parents so much, you're going to want to maintain their skin. So you'll skin them, and then you'll realize that after a few days that they don't look like your parents anymore. So then you're going to forget that it's your parents. And then you'll just turn them into a rug. But it starts with love for your parents. So you're going to violate the halacha and skin them because you want to, like the story with the Gemara with the Asara Ruge Malchus, to keep the beauty, to high shurfa shouldn't be a bala ba'ara, to keep them around as reminders. They didn't have photographs, so that's how they would have as reminders. But then the skin ultimately would shrivel up and turn into something you wouldn't want around. So then they would, at that point, they would use it as a rug. Very, very shver, very difficult sugya to understand. The Ramban also asks, if we're dealing with people who are going to violate this Avera of skinning a human being, so by saying that it's going to be Tamei, that's going to prevent them? They're ready to skin their parents. You're going to tell them that, oh no, but it's Tamei. So all of a sudden they're going to say, oh, okay, it's Tamei, I'm not going to skin my parents now. They weren't worried about the Isser of Nivla Meis. So the Ramban is mitarets that, yeah, there are some people that are choshesh for Tumah that aren't worried about Isser. They get the heebie-jeebies. Tumah, you know, spirituality, things like that. But Isser, that doesn't bother them so much. Tosin Nida writes that, that's what Tosin Nida writes as well, that Tumah is more chamer to people than Isurim. Just like the famous story in the Gemara, Mesechus Yuma Daf Chav Gimel, where the guy died in the man's own son died in the Beis HaMikdash, and he said, quick, get the body out, because there's Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. His own son died, and he was more worried about the Tumah than he was about the death of his child. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. V'or Chazir, the Or of Chazir, B'maika Mifli, what are they arguing about? Mar Savar Hai Ishon V'Hai Rachich, Mar Savar Hai Nami Rachich, Machlokas, whether the wild Chazir is soft-skinned or not. It's not a Machlokas and Mitzisma. They all know what the wild Chazir felt like. Machlokas, whether it met the threshold of softness. What's the definition of a gamal aracha? Amar lomar mishuban levi calls man shalotana, as long as it never carried a burden. By Rabbi Yirmiyahu Yigiz man alitan v'latana ma'u. What if it's old enough to carry a burden but it never actually did? By Elohi Yigiz man alitan v'latana ma'u. Or what if you have the reverse? It's not yet old enough to carry a burden but someone made it work anyway, child labor. So teku. So that we don't know. We're not sure what the koveya is. Is it the age or is it actually having carried a burden? Yosef Reshalish coming by lei. Kama gamal aracha. How old is a gamal aracha? What is Gamal Araka mean? Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Abba, Amar Hachi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, calls man shlotana, as long as it didn't carry a burden yet. Amar Le Tiv Lekabli, says, ah, Baruch Hashem, you could sit next to me, I'm so happy that you gave me that answer. He was very kind to him. Yos, Rabbi Zera, coming by, Le Kama Gamal Araka, Rabbi Zera asked the question, how do you define Gamal Araka? Amar Le Ravin bar Chinna, Hachi, Amar Lam, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, calls man shlotana. He gave him the same answer. Sava Katani La, and then he didn't respond to the answer, so he said the answer again, because he thought maybe he didn't hear me. Amar Le Chada Avi La. He said, you already told me once. What, do you have to rub it in that I didn't know the answer? That you have to keep on repeating the answer to me? So he gave it to him over the head for telling him. He said, you didn't teach me anything. Why? You're telling me that... Obviously, I didn't like your first answer. That's why I didn't respond to it. So you're going to keep telling me the same stupidity over and over again. So look at the difference between the tough guys of Eretz Yisrael and the soft guys of Bavel. The first story was about someone who had a reputation as a tough guy in Eretz Israel. The second story was about someone who had a reputation as a soft guy in Bavel. Even the softies in Bavel are so much tougher than the tough guys in Eretz Israel. The Netziv in the Akdamah to the Shiltos writes that reflects itself in the style of learning. In Bavel, everything's a fight. You have a Mishnah, and then you have 10 blot of Gemara fighting back and forth. In Eretz Israel, in Talmud Yerushalmi, a Mishnah, they say the Halacha, and they go on, and that's it. There's no, it's a totally different style. They were much more at peace with each other. Gemara Sanhedrin talks about this as well. There's in the Chachmei Yisrael, Chachmei Bavel, fine. Va'ora Rosh, V'kame Egel Arach, the Or in the head of the Egel Arach is also considered like the Basar. What's the definition of Egel Arach? Ulamar ben Shnasu within its first year of life. Rabbi Yochanan Amar calls Man Shiyonik as long as it's still nursing. Yibayulu, Heichik Amar Ula. What does Ula mean? Ben Shnasu V'hu Shiyonik? It's within its first year of life, provided that it's still nursing? Va'amle Rabbi Yochanan calls Man Shiyonik, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, all it needs to be is nursing, it doesn't need to be within its first year. Odilma Ula ben Shnasu Kamar ben Yonik ben Sheino Yonik, or maybe Ula is saying that no, in its first year, I don't care if it's nursing or not. In its first year, it's always going to be considered rach. Va'armalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan comes in as more machmir, and he says, no, I agree, it's got to be in its first year, but it also has an additional requirement that it needs to be nursing. Ben Shnosavu Sheyonik. So which is it? Who's more machmir? Who has a more broad definition of what rach means by an egel? So Tashma Rabbi Yochanan calls man Sheyonik. Rabbi Yochanan says kol zman shiyonik v'imisa. If Rabbi Yochanan really meant that you need both, that it should be in its first year and be yonik, v'hu sheyonik mibayilei. The right words to use would have been v'hu sheyonik. So Shema Mina, you see that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't require both. Rabbi Yochanan says it only needs to be yonik. Baimine rishak shmer Rabbi Yochanan or harosh shal egal rach ma'u sheyitamei the or harosh of the egal rach. Can it be metame or can it not be metame? The Mishnah said it could be metame. So Tosfos says, yeah, we know what the Mishnah says. He's asking if we paskin like the Mishnah. Do we actually paskin that it's going to be metame? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yochanan responded, "Eino metame. It's not metame." Amar Lei, the Matan Rabbeinu Elisha Rosen Kibson of Arosh Alei Galarach. What do you mean, Rabbi Yochanan? You taught me the Mishnah in Chul in Kufchav Beizam and Aleph that it is metame. So how can you tell me now it's not metame? Amar Lei, Al Takni Teini. B'Loshem Yochanan Nishono. So he says, "Ah, don't bother me. I taught that Mishnah as a Das Yochid. I didn't think that Mishnah was the widely accepted opinion. How do I know it's a Das Yochid? Titania, because there's a Brisa that quotes that Shita as a Das Yochid. Hashochid is Olah Lahakter Kazayis Me Or Shetachsa Alia. If a person shakes the carbon Olah, having in mind that he's going to be Matir." A kazayis of basar, we'd get into the discussion of pigel or pasal. But a kazayis of or, only if or is like basar, would it have a status of pigel or pasal. So it's a kazayis of or from tachas ha'alya. Chutz l'mekom ha'pasal v'en bakari. So if you have in mind to shecht it, to be matir chutzl makomo, so it's pasul and yinachayev karis, chutzl is mano pigel v'chayev and love karis. But if you have in mind machshev is pigel, so it's going to be pigel. Elazar ben Yehuda ish avalum omer, mishum rab Yaakov, v'cheno yabashim ben Yehuda ish kfar ikum omer, mishum rabbi Shimon, echad or prasos, v'echad or harosh shel egal arach, all the cases in our Mishnah that are listed as Arosein Kibsaren, or Shal Beis Haboshes, Chutzal Mekomo, Pasal, including Lahavi, or Shal Beis Haboshes, including the Orshal Beis Haboshes, if you have a Machshava Chutzal Mekomo, Pasal, Vein Bokares, if you have a Machshava Chutzal Zmano, Pigul, Vechayav, and Alav Kares. What do you see from this Braisa? That the Tanakama, which seems to be the more widely accepted opinion, does not include the Or Harosh as something that has a status of Basar when it comes to Halachas of Pigul. It's only the Shita of whoever it was, El Azar ben Yehudi Isha Valum Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudi Ish Kfar Ikum Mishum Rabbi Shimon. It's only they who say that the Or Harosh Shel Egal Arach has a status of Basar in the sense that it's going to be subject to Pigul and to Psul. Va'or Beis HaPrasos, my Beis HaPrasos, so what is the Beis HaPrasos? Rav Amar Beis HaPrasos Mamish. Rav says literally the Beis HaPrasos by the hooves. Rabbi Chanina Amar Rukuva Hanim Keres Marosh. It's the hardened part that's near the Rosh that's considered the Beis HaPrasos. Va'or HaNaka Tan Rabbanon HaTameim L'Rabos Arasein K'Basarim. We have a Braisa. HaTameim comes to teach me that the Or of the Sheretz is like its Basar. Yachal Afilu Kulan. I might think that that's true of all Shratzim. Tamil Amar Eila. That's why it says Eila. But Eila is written in regards to all Shmona Shratzim. So Amar Rav Liminehu Hivsik Inyan. The word Liminehu splits the Shratzim into two categories. So the Eila is only going on four of them. V'lichshav Nami Tinshamas, but Tinshamas is on the other side of the Eila, so why isn't that listed in the Mishnah as something that the Or is like the Basar? Amar Rav Shmona Yitzchak, Rav Tanahu V'tani Tinshamas. Yeah, Rav actually does list Tinshamas on the list. V'tani didon lo Tani Tinshamas, but what about our Mishnah? The Tan of our Mishnah didn't. So how are you going to explain our Mishnah? Amr of Shesh Fred Ravidi Tani Didan Savil Krabi Huda, the Azul Basar Gishta, Ubgishta Alta Kamiflagi. He says, no, he just follows the texture of the animal. You have to look at the texture, and they argue about the texture of the Halta, but it has nothing to do with drushes from Psukim, which one is or more like Basar, which one doesn't. Nothing to do with Psukim, it has to do with reality. Just look at the texture of the actual skin. Okay, Ezra Shem will pick up from Kulan Shivdan tomorrow.